Hello from Amarillo, Texas. This is Lauren Pronger back again with another book bite about Shing Yun Kor's graphic novel, The American Dream, for the HBBR Radio Readers Book Club. So we already know from my previous book bites and from the novel's blurb that Kor undertook a Route 66 road trip to better understand the mythos of America and how they, as a queer immigrant, might fit into it. We also know from Kor's website that as an artist, they like to explore the idea of myth in general. Their Eisner Award-winning graphic novel, The Legend of Auntie Poe, is a work of fiction but born of research, a kind of new American myth set in the 1800s. So how does the American dream fit into all of this? There are three obvious myths that I see. One, the myth of Route 66 itself. Two, Route 66 as a kind of American dream for generational Americans, by which I mostly mean the descendants of white European settlers. And three, the stereotypical American dream of immigrants newly arrived to America. Reading the graphic novel, it feels as though Kor weaves between these three interpretations at various points. They discuss how tourists engage with the myth of Route 66 itself by traveling its length and documenting its living and bygone sections. Generational Americans are depicted idolizing the highway as a sort of golden age for American culture, and both old American families and new American families recently immigrated make a living with small businesses along the highway, where travelers can engage with the Route 66 myth. Or by engaging with the myth themselves, as Kor does, to better understand America as a whole. Having lived in Amarillo most of my life, the myth of Route 66 has been ever-present, even before I learned to recognize it. Cadillac Ranch almost holds its own gravity, partly because of the mystery behind its creator Stanley Marsh, a local legend in terms of eccentric art which has become a local icon. Pretty much anyone in Amarillo is familiar with the Dynamite Museum, a collection of road signs with seemingly nonsensical sayings or illustrations scattered all over town. Driving to and from New Mexico along Tascosa Road to 385, my family passed the floating mesa on every single trip. Cadillac Ranch is just another addition to the local mythos, but one that we can actually interact with and make our own mark on, however temporary. I didn't think about these things as Route 66 growing up. Even 6th Street, our historic stretch of Route 66, never seemed like the iconic highway, until I opened a shop there and started engaging with that myth directly. But even on those few blocks, I can see all three interpretations of myth in Kor's novel. I see domestic and international travelers almost every week engaging with the mythos of Route 66, its history, its present, its fascinating grip on both America's and the world's idea of what America is and what it means. Then there are new and old Americans, with their own small businesses, either focused on that idea of Route 66 itself, or not. Some cater to travelers, some cater to locals, but we all work on that stretch of the highway, engaging with any or multiple of these myths, as informed by our own experiences with Route 66 and the American Dream, whatever that means to each of us. From biker bars to coffee shops, bookstores to Lao restaurants, I can't help but wonder how each of us here on Amarillo's Route 66 stretch might interpret Kor's novel and the myth of the American Dream. This is Lauren Pronger from Amarillo, Texas, for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. Thanks for listening.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.